Calls for President Trump's impeachment are growing on Capitol Hill. At least two Republican senators are in support. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey and Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin is live in D.C. with the latest on the impeachment push. Tom, good evening.
That's right, Aaron. Good evening to you. You know, the push to charge the president in Congress with inciting a riot and impeachment picking up speed here tonight. But there's also an effort underway to make sure that process doesn't interfere with Joe Biden's first 100 days.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey becoming the second Republican to call on the president to resign, joining Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, who told the Anchorage Daily News Friday, "I want him out. He has caused enough damage."
I think at this point, with just a few days left, it's the best path forward, the best way to get this person in the rearview mirror.
Every minute and every hour that he is in office represents a clear and present danger, not just to the United States Congress, but frankly to the country.
And tonight, as security is locked down ever tighter on Capitol Hill, the questions persist, despite all the open source intelligence, social media posts indicating exactly what was being planned. How was Washington so unprepared for this?
Law enforcement did an excellent job considering they didn't like this match. Someone else did.
Now, some in the Capitol are questioning whether this is the end or the beginning, as false allegations of election fraud continue to circulate within the Republican Party. This letter from the GOP chairman in Nye County, Nevada, more than suggesting further attempts at insurrection. "Let me be clear," it says. "Trump will be president for another 4 years. Biden will not be president. Yes, I know these are shocking words in these crazy days." The FBI continuing to make arrests and seek information on suspects affiliated with groups like the Proud Boys and QAnon. The 25th Amendment, never before used to remove a president against his will, still on the table, although a less likely path than impeachment for an unprecedented second time, with a vote to render Donald Trump unable to seek office again.
We tell the people all the time that your vote is your voice. Well, our vote is our voice, and we must voice disapproval of what the president did.
A new president will be sworn in here in just 10 days, and barring 25th Amendment action by the vice president and quickly, impeachment proceedings against the current president likely to begin tomorrow. Live in Washington, Tom Negevin, News Nation.